Dershowitz, "There is no Islamophobia at any university, fake, virtue parading." By Jeff Poor on November 20, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Life, Liberty, and Love In, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz dismissed efforts to suggest the level of antisemitism evident on college campuses had any comparison to alleged Islamophobia on those campuses. According to Dershowitz, Islamophobia on college campuses is non-existent. "Let me ask you this, Alan, we have a very big bureaucracy. We have a huge Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. We have a huge Civil Rights Division and another big bureaucracy called the Department of Education," FNC host Mark Levin said. Donald Trump signed an executive order which gives those authorities the power to act against anti-Semitism and threats on college campuses. Maybe they're doing it here and there. "I'm not seeing a big push," he continued. "I'm not hearing from the Attorney General. I'm not hearing from the head of either Civil Rights Division. What the hell is going on?" "I was at the White House when President Trump announced that," Dershowitz replied. "He called on me to speak, and I congratulated him even though I'm not a Republican. I congratulated him for his great efforts in getting the administration behind this effort to root out anti-Semitism. It hasn't worked. In fact, what's happened, and it's this administration and Biden as well, whenever they talk about anti-Semitism, they say, and Islamophobia. I've got news for you. There is no Islamophobia at any university in the United States. It's a fake. It's virtue parading. Oh, we have to fight anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Let me tell you who the anti-Semites are. They are largely, not completely, the radical Muslims who claim to be victims of Islamophobia. This is a one-sided issue. Only Jews and pro-Israel Christians on campus today are being attacked," he continued. "Muslims are not being attacked. Arabs pro, they're the privileged groups. They're the ones who get the benefits. They're the ones who get the advantages from teachers. They're the ones who get the good recommendations. But if you say you're a pro-Israel, if you wear a kippah or a Star of David, you are not getting fair treatment at American universities today. And there has to be a response from the government, or else we're going to bring lawsuits. You know, hurt a Jew, we sue you. That's going to be our new motto, and we are not going to allow this kind of pushing around. As we've heard before, this happened in the 1930s. Harvard welcomed Nazis. Yale had a pledge that said, we won't fight against the Nazis. People marched through the streets of New York, doing Heil Hitlers and swastikas. We will not let that happen again," Dershowitz added. "As long as I have 1 ounce of energy, I am going to fight this. I'm going to fight it at universities. I'm going to fight it in places where I went to school. And I am not going to rest until we see not only Hamas rooted out but Hamas supporters." The National Lawyers Guild, which has thousands of lawyers at every university law school in the United States, has become the primary legal source against Israel. On October 8, before the blood was even dry, they praised Hamas for a wonderful military action. They talked about Israel having to free murderers, but they never said one word in support of the hostages, the National Lawyers Guild. If you have a lawyer from the National Lawyers Guild, ask that lawyer, do you personally defend beheadings, burnings, rapes and kidnappings? And if you do, treat him the way you would treat a lawyer who belongs to the Ku Klux Klan and supported the lynching of blacks. There is no difference. 1,200 Jews were lynched on October 7, and these people support those lynchings. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.